Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Ready? Are you ready? You ready?
What's up, nerds? Welcome to the Nerd Talk Plus podcast. Yes, it's like normal nerd talk, only longer and dumber and full of lies. I'm Gregor. Hi there. That's good, right?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to start saying, what's up, nerds, at the beginning, because I don't know.
What's up, nerds?
I don't know what, like, I feel like we should take advantage of calling people nerds more, just in general. I like it. And, yeah, I don't know.
I'm 100% here for insults of the loving variety.
Yeah, exactly. It's with affection, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
I opened up a random nerd talk. Let's see how we used to introduce you. Oh, Siege isn't even introduced in this one. It's so old.
Wow. That's got to be 2021, 22?
I don't even. Have you been doing it that long?
2022, bud.
No way.
Yeah.
No, because.
Well, no. Full time 2023, early 2023.
I was going to say, because I thought I lived in this house when you started, right?
No, you didn't. No.
Wow.
No, I distinctly remember the other you moving to this
house.
That
wasn't just you helping, though?
Mm-mm. Oh, I mean, considered helping, I guess, but I was on it.
Okay. Well, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for, I should just say, he's just a rice vessel for spam gratification. Yeah, he's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except for maybe one spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. He's Siege. Hello.
Niola, Wan Shang, howdy. Jia Ma.
Jia Long Bao.
Nishu Yao Xiao Men.
God, I want.
Xi Mei Guai.
I've had Asian food 3 times in the last 2 days, and I still want Jia Long Bao now. It's like, I just don't.
Man, there is this. Oh.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay. There's this new place that's right by my parents' house.
Yeah.
And so every time I'm on my way over there, and they have robots that serve you, and I don't want to say it's just Japanese, but they have like this giant dumpling dude outside, and they got these Japanese letters all over the place, and I order everything through like a little touchpad, and
yeah.
I get my taro root milk tea and about 30,000 pan-fried dumplings.
So they have a mama-san and a
oh my god, they have
suck bot
everything.
And you go to the back and it
yes. You don't even have to go to the back, it comes right to your table.
Yeah, it's discreet though.
And then you leave your mess on the bottom shelf.
Well, okay, so it doesn't I can't say any of that. That's not okay. All right, anyway, so yeah, look, this is an impromptu Nerd Talk Plus. I just wanted to make a quick announcement about the show. That episode 432 was the last one, right?
I think it was 32 or 33, something like that.
I need to actually know. I don't know how to find that out. Because
I'll look it up. Hold on. Right?
As we get there. I think it was 432. Oh, I have a list of all the shows here. 432, yeah, is the final Nerd Talk Plus.
What?
Of July for 2025. Oh. Welcome to August.
I was like, we lost our jobs?
You got fired from the no-pay job, Siege, so.
Damn it.
I'll be carrying on, just me, to bore people, but I wanted to pop on because lots of times we just don't do an episode and then don't say anything, and so I'd rather get your hopes up that there's an actual episode here and then it's just Siege and I with no plan talking for a few minutes.
I like it.
I've got a fun story. We have a cop that listens.
Wait.
it's a crazy cool combination because he's like a leftist cop. And so we went out and had, I've been out with him twice in the last 24 hours. We've hung out twice.
the turn of events, the sequence of sentences that I did not expect to hear back to back to back.
Yeah, we went for Chinese food last night, and we went to the spot that Helen recommended for us. I think it was Helen. Helen, was that you? She said, go to the Orient Express. It's in a train car on 4th Avenue. And so I was like, yeah, that's where we're going. He was like, I want Chinese food. I was like, we're going there.
We have a train car, you know, when Orient Express.
Yeah, when we talked about it after our Spokane shenanigans,
yeah.
We were like, oh, when Siege comes to Seattle, we have to go to the train car Chinese food. That's also a nightclub sometimes. And then we didn't go for whatever reason. We did go and get much better Chinese food in the ID, yes, or whatever. Pao Pao, is that where we went, I think? Anyway.
I don't know what the name of it was. I couldn't pronounce it.
So shout outs to, I think it's Helen that told me to go there. And if it wasn't you, then
sup, dummy?
Then it was Rachel. One of the two of you. Maybe it was Rachel, actually. Well, one of you told me, and I'm grateful, and I'll look it up after this. But yeah, that was real nice. So I actually have been to the place now. The food, yeah, they're okay. It's food. I enjoyed it, but it was MSG.
But it's a train car.
Yeah, yeah. You're sitting in a train car. I went yesterday. I had Asian food twice yesterday, and neither place had any music on. And so it was just like, it was just you and your voice and your thoughts. And
it's like cafeteria.
And the person across the way from you just listening because there's no buffer. That was pretty weird. And then I hung out with my cop friend again today. We went and got brunch.
It's the weirdest sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
I hung out with my cop friend, and we went and got brunch.
I was looking out the window, and there was a homeless guy who, I mean, he was in a bad way. The guy was very, I don't know what the right word is, homeless. And so,
Kentucky Derby,
for sure. Okay, but also like he had been homeless for a long, long time, and he was yeah, he was outside and I was inside, and I was like, I know what that guy smells like for sure. I was just watching him as he was out up to his antics, and he was pushing around a wheelchair backwards, and then the wheelchair went onto Aurora Avenue and he fell onto the road. And I was like, oh no, that guy just fell into the road. My buddy, who's like a cop, he was like off duty or whatever. He's like, yeah, hold on, I'll be right back. And he like takes off, not panicked at all, but he runs out there, and he like was a saint. He like helped this guy. He was so cool. He like pushed him three blocks up the street. Yeah, he first responded. I reported it as I do, and then I was like, well, I'm not willing to help. I look gross. dealing with people, ugh, that's the worst. But he was like, without thought, he just like popped outside, got the guy on his way. It was quite commendable. Now,
he should be a firefighter.
There are more details to this person's life that I'm not going to share because that's not appropriate or whatever, like because he's got weird things to navigate or whatever. But I'll just say that, like, having he's a wild leftist, and so having a leftist nice cop friend is like pretty cool. And so now
this is awesome.
Now let me give you a little bit of backstory. I've known this person for 25 years, so it's not like met him,
okay,
you know, at an ice-a-thon or whatever, at a freeze.
I was I was gonna say this was a listener to the show, and you've gone out with him how many times recently? Went and had brunch with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so now can we? Do we get a get out of jail free card for doing lefty stuff?
No, but he will. He'll teach you how to punch a guy.
Hell yeah! Through a guy?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It was. It's really interesting because I know I can defend myself to some capacity, but definitely not against this dude. if he wanted to hurt me, he absolutely could do that. And I would have no recourse except for maybe I would hurt him back. But he's definitely going to hurt me if he wants to. And I was like,
I don't know. Have you seen your belt? It's pretty black.
Yeah, he had the black baton, though, I feel like. He told me about how much he hated and also always shined his shoes to be like a professional when he was when he's out there doing cop stuff or whatever. And I was like, wow, what a weird. He's like, I don't want to be out there in my cop pajamas or whatever. So anyway, shout outs to Officer Brunch. My
sup, dummy.
Yeah, thanks for thanks for hanging out. That was pretty cool. But yeah, no like proper Nerd Talk episode this week, Siege. I don't remember what happened. Oh, yeah. Brandon told us at about 28 minutes, T-minus 28 minutes till recording, that he was out of town. We were like, okay.
Yes, correct.
And Siege was wildly driving home to get from 2 hours away to get set up and record. And he was going to be late. And I was like, frankly, I'm so tired of everything. So
I just don't care.
So we just like didn't record. And now it's a couple days later. I've been hanging out with my cop friend. He told me a new term, and that was when we get to the billionaire. And I was like, whoa.
Oh,
that sounds awesome.
Hold on.
I'm gonna put just a little beeparoni in there because I don't want him getting in trouble because it's that's his I don't want his politics to affect his. If anyone can connect the dots back, I don't know that they can, but you know,
we'll go make sure you beep his name, Officer Brunch, out of here.
Well, Brunch is the name I'm using. It's not his real name. We went to brunch, and so I just called him Officer Brunch.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm not. That's not his.
You're not outing him.
No. I'm not saying Officer. Okay.
Sergeant Brunch.
So we decided not to record with the gang or whatever. Then I was like, Siege, you got a few minutes? We can just sit down and goof off a little bit. And of course you were like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is kind of like a tough part of the summer. There's gonna be a run of several weeks here where I'm not gonna be able to record for various things. Like I'm not allowed to call him my uncle, but he's married to my aunt, died. And so I have Weird. To I have to go to New Mexico for that, for a funeral here, and Brandon is just missing in action. And that one is Tucson. That's the I'm not gonna dead uncle.
How do you know? It's the future.
I don't like the future. It's weird. I've been going back through some of our old footage to see, just trying to find if we could like
put together a montage.
No, just make some clips, some video clips or whatever. What's our problem? Just general question of the week.
What's our problem?
Because like we say, I mean, anyone can chime in if they want at nerdtalkplus.com or whatever, but we say many funny things, and I don't know if we just set up good premises and then we don't have like succinct punchlines or whatever, because it's a talking show. This isn't scripted, believe it or not.
Right? Could you tell?
And so, like, everyone else, I don't know. How come I see some of the other, arguably much worse podcasts that have clips that I'm interested in when I'm watching? Why don't clips work for us, Siege? Dissect it.
Well, you know, if we're going to be perfectly honest, I don't want to get into corporate overlordship, but
all of our funniest stuff is not appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not just that.
Save it for the chat.
we're not allowed to be on YouTube, or at least we weren't allowed to be on YouTube.
Yeah. That's a thing.
So, and that's a major, major thing. So many people use YouTube for just clips and playing podcasts and
not my question, though. My question is, how come I can't get a 60-second clip of this show that is interesting or funny?
Oh, because everything that we do takes like 12 and 15 minutes
to develop.
Because we constantly get derailed. Okay. It's not necessarily about developing or anything like that. I'll talk about this and Brandon will talk about this, and then we'll get a story. Oh God, that reminds me. And then this will be that. And like
unrelated
already. Yeah, exactly.
And we'll be right back.
I've gone through four stories in my head. Like I've already had thoughts about messages that John Manley has sent me. Mm. Like in the last week.
Oh man, I sent him the best text message. We'll save it for off air because it's not appropriate, but it's save it for the chat.
Right. Well, the one he sent me was like talking about something that I don't know if I sent him something or he sent me something, but we got back to each other on Instagram and he was talking about the Forrest Gump.
John Manley, my former radio partner and co-host of Our Dumb Podcast, who is a legend in these parts for anyone who's not familiar.
Who's also dead.
He's dead. He's actually alive in the multiverse. But,
but he's also dead.
In the Nerd Talk Plus-iverse, he's a minus.
I wish I knew how that actually happened. I just remember... I think you said something, you slipped up and said, so that guy is dead, John Manley. And I was like, whoa, John Manley's dead? And Brandon shouts, it's canon.
Okay, well, that's how it all happens. Anyway, something about Forrest Gump or something. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, it was like Forrest Gump and like how Jenny is like the worst villain
awful. She takes advantage of Forrest.
Yeah,
so
of course.
After
of course.
He burns down her dad's life or whatever it was. I don't remember the movie very well. I've seen it. Has Greg seen it? Forrest Gump, baby. I've seen it.
Look at me on top of stuff.
Denae. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea where that went, where it came from, but all of a sudden it was just became a 10-minute.
So, yeah, I don't know what where we were going. It's the exact problem. Oh, yeah, the idea of, like, why can't we get 60-second clips? And it's because of the ADD. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the ADD. It's we took the drugs, and the drugs are working. All of our most popular clips are the ones that are played over and over and over again are usually the ones of just, like, us doing a montage of sound effects. Kung Fu sounds, or us making a cat song, a song out of cat meows. Just, I don't know. I don't know.
This totally checks out. This is what I do. It's like just me. Like they leave me by myself in the studio. Oh, dude, I saw on someone's podcast they were like, yeah, AI music is pretty annoying or whatever. It's getting bad. Like, there's this one where, like, all women, these are the 10 things women wish. Here's the 10 things women wish they could have in men or whatever. Four more lines of code. And they played the AI band that came up with this. And I was like, nah, that's a year old. We did that a year ago.
Yeah, for real. Seven more lines of
code. But I also watched the whole damn thing. So, yeah. I don't know if it's because I can't figure out why we can't make clips out of things. It's just, I don't know how we get it so we can make clips out of things.
Yeah.
What we need to do, because I don't want the show to be tighter necessarily. What do you think, listener? You can just chime in. NerdTalkPlus.com if you want to find all the ways to do it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just comment. Right there on the episode. Sorry, I'm drinking a beer and I've got the burps.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mystery. I try and leave that up to your discretion, but as you've noted on many occasions, when you go back and listen, you are ashamed of everything that we do.
It's not of what you do, to be clear. It's of what I do. No, I'm not. I genuinely don't.
It's not about shame.
No, it's
but also
it's about shame for sure. There's two pieces to it. One is like, what happened to me? How did I get here? Like what? Like I was so, such a sweet
sometimes
boy.
Sometimes I blame myself.
I was such a sweet boy, and now I'm about to be age irrelevant. And
don't say that.
No, I know. But this is what happens. This is what goes through my mind. And then I like listen and I'm like, well, you're both not good at this and say things that like your mother would, she would just be disgusted. Like,
oh, she's not listening.
No, she's dead. So
yeah, I know. That's why she's not listening.
She's like, oh, I'm listening in hell, bitch. I'm like, ah, mom.
See? Yeah, they play us on loudspeaker 24/7.
See right there, that could be a clip, but I'm not going to put that in the world where I'm saying my own mother is in hell, and then we have giggle at it.
No one will be like think anything worse about you because of that.
No, it's my family that will. They'll be mad at me because they'll see it, and then they'll be like,
they also don't listen unless they're in hell.
No, but they have Instagram. It's confirmed.
They're not looking at us. They're not following us.
But they follow
me. The only
one
who follows us is Steven.
Yeah. Sup, dummy.
Sup, dummy.
I guess I could just not collaborate I could be like the rest of the show and just refuse to.
Don't do that. If anything, I got an idea. Let's block your family
from my social media.
I'll block them from Nerd Talk, and that way it won't show up on there, even if you collaborate.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely do that immediately.
All right.
Absolutely block my family.
I love it.
How did I not know that that was, like, I never thought that through. I'm not a dummy, but also I mean, except for dummy of the week, but.
Well, yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy.
But yeah, but also.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think what else. You got anything going on? You doing anything fun?
Oh man, I've been doing so much voice work.
Yeah, cool.
Like today I did like a whole I did two Chinese movies today.
You getting paid?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean like yeah. I mean, I know you're getting a check, but like people I think would be disappointed to find out what I make in radio and be like,
oh no, people would be disappointed to find out what I do in voice acting also. But it's at the same time though, it's so much fun.
Yeah, and it keeps the Taco Bell flowing.
Oh my God.
It's a Baja Blast, some would say.
Wait, do I have a sound effect for that?
No. I mean, ding would have worked. That would have been fine.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
Nope, wrong button.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
There we go.
Siege, I think moving forward in the show, I think I need you to pass more judgment let's not pass judgment. I think we need your approval more. I think when something is said that is funny or on the nose or like that you like, a laugh is great. You have a great laugh, genuinely.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think a ding would also be, I think, pretty appropriate.
I like that.
Yeah. But also when we say something we can't say, thank you.
Gotcha.
And we did that for like one episode where we let you be the judge.
We did, and it was funny.
Yeah. This is basically a podcast meeting that we're having right now, only we're recording.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I like
that. A little behind the scenes, yeah. Little show meeting.
I don't know. I mean, if you stop listening to this episode, if this stops you from listening to the podcast as a whole, I don't know what to say. So, thanks.
If you've made it this far, this is probably just as entertaining as anything else that we do.
Only Gravy's not paying attention in the other window. All right.
Oh, my God. Wow.
No, he pays attention. He just doesn't. He's just looking at his phone. Now that he's not whoring it up, he's paying attention again.
Too busy sliding through.
I said that in my therapy today. I was like, I kind of like, I don't mean to brag about this and it's not like a positive thing, but like I helped, you know, it's not just me, but like I helped pave the way on sliding into DMs way back in the day. I mean, in 2009, I was getting my first digits out of Twitter DMs. And so like here in Seattle, at least maybe longer back, but yeah, it's like, that's common dating practice now. But
of course
there was a time where people didn't know you could do that. And I was cleaning up because of it. And so,
oof.
Yeah, now look at me.
Sad. DMs were fantastic. Sad. Now all they do is get you in trouble.
DMs?
Oh, yeah. DMs, so
they
yeah.
stay around forever. I used to talk a lot of smack about, what's the one where everything disappears after 24 hours?
Snapchat. Snapchat, yeah.
And now I get it because, boy, if anyone ever gets a hold of any of our communications, it's over.
It's over, especially even your leftist cop friend.
Yeah. I mean, it's over for him. It's
it's over for all of us.
Yeah.
It's,
but yeah. You know, what's become kind of a trope recently. I see a lot of dudes being like making the same joke over and over. Don't let anyone see your, you know, they're like setting up as a premise and everything. Don't let your girlfriend into your guy's group chat because it's all the most deplorable things. And it's like, yeah. I feel like that's covered now. What's the next thing that we got to bang on about? We'll find it because we're always ahead.
I don't even care. Like, honestly, any of the women that associate with me,
yeah.
if they're wandering into the guys group chat, they're just, yeah.
No, I mean, that's on you, dummy.
I mean, I was going to say they would probably understand me a lot better.
But also
getting
like,
to know my friends.
But also, oh yeah, it's always true.
Oh, that's not going to come back on you. That's all going to be me. That's going to be like, what is wrong with you? And you like me. That's it.
You liked me.
Yeah, you liked me. So a girl the other day, speaking of Snapchat, she was talking to me. We were having a conversation back and forth about, like, you know, what I did and everything. And she was like, hey, I'd really like to reach out. Yeah. Racism. She was like, hey, I'd really like to contact you and maybe meet up with you and talk more about this and stuff. Can I get your Snapchat? And I was like, what? I was like, I don't think I've opened Snapchat in a decade.
When I was 10 years younger and my niece was also 10 years younger, and she was in her teens and she had to keep her streaks going with her dumb friends or whatever, I was this is definitely not for me. It never worked for me. And I just never made any content there. And that's the first sign that I had aged out of youth culture, was that I was like, nope, not doing that.
I'm not even, like, I don't even want to say, like, aged out of it. It's like, why are, it's just confusing to me to use that versus text messaging or Instagram or anything else like that, where, I mean, they all got, like, the little vanish feature and stuff on
there. Yeah, they all ended up copying that. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, it's like, I don't know. I don't, whatever to me. So,
man.
What is everybody just like their Bitmojis?
It had to be something with that. I mean, Snap was so big. Remember how they, like, refused to sell to, I think, Instagram at the time? It was somebody they refused to. It? And, like, what's their value now? I'm sure the guy still made billions of dollars, to be fair.
Well, that's the whole reason why Instagram came out with stories. Yeah, was because of the Snapchat. People could post their stories publicly. And they would go away in 24
hours. Yeah, and then Reels in place of in TikTok. And yeah, yep, it's just...
Exactly.
I want to make one recommendation to anyone listening to this. This is on a more serious note. Go into your Instagram if you're, like, sick of just constantly seeing content about, like, why everything's such a bummer. Go to your Instagram and don't let it suggest things for you. Just only see the feed of things that you follow. And let, when you switch to Reels, let the algorithm work there. But when you're not in Reels, just see the people that you chose to be seeing, because it really creates a little bit of free space and it lets you get out of the dopamine loop of just being on there all the time. It's just a break. It's able to get on social media without the inundation of just, like, crazy, like, you might have ADHD. The world is ending. War, war, war. You know, this, like, ICE is everywhere. Yeah. These things. It's like, you can just take a break and be like, oh, there's my, you know, ex-girlfriend, boy, now, or whatever it is. Like, that's way more satisfying. Okay.
You got her number?
Yeah. And I mean, I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a snap.
Send me a snap.
Which of us is the one that is going to blow it for the rest of us with our content?
Blow it for us?
Yeah.
How so?
Like, who says the thing in the group chat that is, like, going to get us all canceled?
Oh, gravy.
Because, see, I feel like everything you deliver is with, like, a little wink and a fart. And then I'm like,
pretty much.
Like, the side, and then, like, I love being aggressively too far on something. Like, I love that. I think it's funny. Yes,
same.
So that's probably not great.
To make it worse. That's but, all it is.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's the premise of how do you take something and just see how uncomfortable you can with laughter you can make something.
Absolutely. And then we just sit in it. That's my favorite part.
We should play that game, not now, but, like, on the pod. We should do that more. We need Brandon back, man.
We do.
He's coming back, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? We should reach out to Cage. Oh, she sent me a real nice message. She sent me a meme.
Oh, did she?
Like, you remember the day that we were talking about messaging?
Was it the day that we all were in the group thing together?
There was the three, you, me, and her were in a group thing together. And then I was like, I don't know if she's digging this or not. And then she sent, out of the blue, she sent me a meme that was like, when you haven't watched any movies or shows and you don't get the references and all your friends make fun of you. And I was like, you get me, Cage.
Yes.
Cage is Brandon's wife.
Yes. She sent me a good one the other day, too, about a blue whale. And I was like, oh, she misses us.
Did it have a wiener?
I hope so. I didn't look that close. All my Orca ones do, though.
She's the key to getting Brandon back, is that when she tells him he needs to podcast, he will. So we're going to have to reach out to her, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay.
I thought we were talking about the group chat there where where I said something about who was it? Guy LaDouche was there with Brandon, and we got the picture there, and and I was telling him, Brandon, ask him to say something, get him to say this or this or whatever. And he's like, well, he wouldn't let me record him. So I was like, punch him in the dick. And I'm like, oh yeah, Cage is in this. That's Cage's family member. I was like, obviously I'm joking, right? Right, guys?
And then no one responds.
My own tricks ruled against me.
It's pretty crazy. The Ichiro Hall of Fame thing is about to happen. Happened. He's in the Hall of Fame.
They've been doing stuff all week, haven't they?
Yeah. And so I was going to, was it this week? Yeah. I was going to go tonight. Is it this week? It must be.
I think, it was this whole week, the week after
it was either Tuesday or tonight that they were doing the Funko bobblehead thing. And then I saw the Funko Pop for what it was. And I was like, never mind. That's not worth it. But then I just realized I have an Ichiro Funko.
What?
Exactly what I want it to be. I've got Ichiro with his bat.
Oh, out. Yes.
Like he's about to hit. He holds perfect. The bat out like a
the old school batting stance getting ready where he just kind of
perpendicular
grabs
to the ground and then he adjusts his collar or whatever.
Yep. He's grabbing his jersey to get it to pull his sleeve a little bit up on his arm while holding the bat straight out in front of him. Classic Ichiro stance.
Yeah, classic Ichiro. And I just looked up and saw that. And so that's why this is, again, the ADHD podcast. We should add that to the description of the show.
Fantastic. I love it.
It's so funny because, my coworker, shout out to Christy Taylor. She tried to,
what is up?
I'll tell you what's up. She was trying to organize something where an artist would come in and do a Nerd Talk podcast with me. And I was like, ooh. Oh, you sweet thing. You don't listen to this podcast, do you? I told my boss and she's like, Christy suggested this. And I was like, oh, that's cute that she doesn't listen. And she was like, what? And I was like, that would never work. Like, that is not the format. Unless this person who's a established, successful, older than us artist is actually a 12-year-old clown in disguise.
Yes. Like, yes.
It's not. Speaking of 12-year-old clowns in disguise, did you see the video of Davey Havoc from AFI this week?
No, I heard something about it, though. What happened?
Like, imagine what a clown looks like, but then imagine if you did Jack Nicholson Batman to it and covered all the parts of the clown, the bright parts of the clown up with just, like, normal colored stuff. So, Davey Havoc has this big poofy clown hair, but it's brown. It's not like rainbow colored.
Yeah.
And then he's got this big ridiculous mustache. It looks like Sam Elliott, but it's facial hair colored. Whoa. And then he's got a face and that's face colored. And so it all looks like it's a clown that has been, you know, had the color sucked out of him or whatever. Sucks of one, half dozen of the other. Sucks of one, half dozen. Okay. Anyway, you should Google it. It is super duper weird looking. I love it. Everyone is very mad at him for looking ridiculous. And I was like, this is the guy who invented the Karen look. He was in the 2000s, he was when they went black.
Oh,
sales,
wow.
Right? He looks like Bob Ross.
Whoa, he really does. He looks like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, this is it. He looks like 70s Sideshow Bob because of the mustache. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Bob Ross if you made him face Sam Elliott. But
I'd watch that.
No, I mean face to face.
I bet that would get views.
That would get a clip. AI, get busy. Okay. Well, see, this went on much longer than I anticipated that it would. I'm still happy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll listen back happy. And be horrified by it, but that's okay. You know what it is that I'm not meant to be first chair. I am meant to be first chair, but I'm supposed to set things up and then let it happen and then keep everyone wrangled, but instead I play. You don't think so? You don't agree?
You are an amazing first chair. You drive a great show, drive a great interview, and as evidenced by everything that you do at the end,
yeah.
All your interviews, all your end sessions, everything. When you're here, you are allowed to be part of the fracas.
Yeah.
You are part of the tomfoolery,
yeah.
And it is, yeah, this show is literally tomfoolery and the power of friendship.
Yeah, and really, if anything comes through in this, I hope it's that. Not the tomfoolery, but just the power of friendship, where it's a bunch of dudes that truly love doing this.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think Brandon can ever quit, because I think he like gets too much out of making us laugh.
I think he needs this more so than he would like he wouldn't necessarily quit because he wanted to, but he would, you know, I think he needs this more than he realizes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think
when he comes back, he always has that big old smile on his face and he's so handsome.
Why don't we all love bomb him on social media and remind him that he needs to come back? At nerdtalkplus.com is our website that you can go to find all our social media except for Gravy. And by the way, let's never add him. That's hilarious.
Should we block him too?
Let's keep a running block list that we can post and pin to our profile. Just people that are blocked. We can just update
it
once
in the Velociraptor. Where everybody else can get all their information of all.
Hey, that's how we should do the Velociraptor. We should just have a pinned gallery that we every once in a while we update it, and then it can just be there, and people can swipe through. So if they want to see
see the insides.
You want to see my insides? Well, come on over. I've had
Greg's got a picture of his outsides.
So does one person. And they are not on this podcast.
Me.
Oh.
Dude. Oh, you're going to send me one?
No.
Oh.
I got asked to do this event. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, This Week in Dreams.